and you are listening to KCRW. I'm Larry Perel, and welcome back to This Week in Weed. Well, it's official. Gold medal hopeful Sha'Carri Richardson will miss her chance to run in the Tokyo Olympics after not being chosen for a spot in the 400-meter relay. The star sprinter took the world by storm with her win in the 100-meter final at the Olympic trials last month in Oregon, and some said her time made her America's fastest woman. But last week, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency announced that the athlete was put under a one-month suspension when she tested positive for THC after the race. Here with us to talk more about the situation and what it could mean for the sports world is special guest and Leafly.com lifestyle editor Janessa Bailey. Hi, Janessa. Welcome to This Week in Weed.
Hi, Larry. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. You know, it was just a few weeks ago that a video of Richardson in the Olympic trials went viral. Her fiery orange hair and confidence had even the most sports-averse people cheering her on for the games, right? I mean, what's exactly happened since then?
Well, when the races were happening, it seemed like everyone was ready to put their support behind Sha'Carri. And not that that has changed that much, except for, whoops, the Olympic Committee themselves. And so it seems even though she proved herself in two different races that she was, in fact, one of the fastest women in the country, that she tested positive for having THC in her system. And now that would be something that normally you would think an Olympic athlete would probably refrain from before a huge race such as that, but also something that took America by storm and I think really grabbed everyone's hearts was right after her race, where she finished in 10.86 seconds, we learned that Sha'Carri had actually lost her biological mother just 1 week before. And so now you have to put into context that, you know, she is a holistic human being and that there's a very strong likelihood that she was also using cannabis for her mental health as well as anything else that could even potentially help her physically. But also, that's not possible. Cannabis is not a performance-enhancing drug.
You know, she was suspended, as you say, for testing positive for THC, but had an opportunity to be on the relay team, and they still turned her down.
Yes, they did. So, little known fact, there are actually two discretionary placements that the U.S. track and field holds in the 4x10 women's relay. And so there was an opportunity for Sha'Carri to be put on the 4x100 women's relay team, but they passed her up. They did not choose her for this, even though she had proven that she's clearly one of the fastest women in America. And so we really have to look a little farther into it and ask, what does this really mean? What are they penalizing her for?
Right, exactly. So what are the International Olympic Committee's rules on marijuana use and drug testing?
So the World Anti-Doping Agency was created in 1999, and they help oversee anti-doping rule violations in the Olympic Games. This agency considers THC to be a substance of abuse, and they quote and say that it is frequently abused in society outside of sport. What's interesting about this to me is that CBD is an exception here, and we know that both THC and CBD are huge parts of the plant, and so why the double standard?
Her situation has ignited a debate about cannabis use and sports. She admitted to using it, as you mentioned, to cope with the recent death of her mom and the pressure to perform at the trials as well. How common is it for athletes to use marijuana?
A lot of athletes use marijuana, or at least cannabis, CBD. They really will pick which cannabinoid is going to help them the most. But athletes use cannabis for everything from inflammation and the recovery process to anxiety or depression, something similar to what Sha'Carri did to help them focus or concentrate on their performance. I personally have talked to athletes like former NBA player Matt Barnes, who used cannabis as an alternative to opioids and painkillers because they upset his stomach and because he wanted to be able to go out on the court and just play. And so I think most importantly, athletes use marijuana for the same things that everyday people use because they are people too. And so we have to start asking, you know, in what situations are athletes allowed to be people too?
Two more states recently legalized the use of recreational cannabis, and there is a push in D.C. to decriminalize it on a national level. Richardson used it in Oregon, as you mentioned, where it is legal, and that's got to bring up some questions, I'd imagine, about whether marijuana should be taken off a list of banned substances. What do you think about that, and should it be?
I definitely think so, particularly if it has to do with any of the American sports. We are at a point now where 82% of teams in the MLB, NBA, NHL, and NFL play in a state that either has a medical or legally recreational cannabis program. If 82% of these athletes navigate spaces where they can medically or recreationally use cannabis, then how do we responsibly ask them to turn traces of cannabis medicine on and off whenever they take these drug tests? I don't think it's very realistic. Some leagues and associations have tried to tackle cannabis testing by either raising the thresholds so that it's very clear that the athlete has used cannabis recently, or they have narrowed down the window of testing to very close to a performance. And that's okay, and that's actually something that the Olympics did in 2012 to try and shore up their rules and regulations as far as cannabis goes. But then you can also look at different leagues like the MLB, which completely took cannabinoids off of their abuse list. They did that in 2019. And you can see that there are a lot of different ways for these different sports organizations to start being realistic about what cannabis can do for an athlete's body and what's realistic for how they interact and engage with the plant as members of society and as huge members of our culture.
Janessa Bailey is Leafly.com's lifestyle editor. Janessa, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a good time.